Juneau Harbor Master Dave Borg says the problem is statewide.
Derelict vessels, abandoned derelict vessels is a huge issue. I think if you look at it holistically, the fishing fleet's aging. You know, we've got tons of old wood hull boats, and people tend to have a tendency just walking away from them.
Currently, federally documented vessels of at least 5 tons aren't required to be registered with the state. Senate Bill 92 would change that. Smaller vessels would be required to have a title issued by the DMV that's kept in the state's database. The bill's sponsor is Senator Peter Michicki, a Soldotna Republican.
The intent of this bill is that you understand the ownership of the vessel and you can start dealing with it years before what we've been doing now, so long before it ends up on the bottom.
Because right now, tracking ownership isn't easy. Current law only requires a bill of sale, even one written on a cocktail napkin. Juneau Port Director Carl Yucatel told the Senate Finance Committee that on Thursday.
As you can imagine, people pass down hand-me-downs, and vessels are traded in bars or for a buck, and it kind of ends up that people with the least resources have to have the biggest bill to pay at the end of the useful life of these vessels.
An earlier vision of SB 92 would have required vessels longer than 30 feet to carry insurance for the cost of cleanup and recovery, but that was quietly removed last month by the Senate Resources Committee. SB 92 would streamline impound procedures. Current law is complex and makes a distinction between abandoned and derelict vessels. That would change. It also adds civil penalties that supporters say would be easier to enforce than criminal charges in current law. Senator Gary Stevens, a Kodiak Republican, said he recognized that requiring titles for boats will help the state at least track vessel ownership to determine liability.
This is a step. It's not the answer. We need to find a way to help folks who own these older vessels before they become a more serious problem than they are right now.
In Juneau, more than 30 vessels in poor condition have been impounded and ordered destroyed by harbor officials since 2014. That figure doesn't include those seized, salvaged, and auctioned. Juneau Harbormaster Dave Borg said the status quo isn't working and wrecks keep piling up.
We've got to get rid of these things. They can't just continue to litter our waterways and beaches and everything else. So this will help to address that.
Lawmakers haven't heard any formal opposition so far. A companion bill in the House, introduced by Representative Paul Seaton, a Homer Republican, is awaiting hearings in his chamber's Finance and Fisheries Committees. In Juneau, I'm Jacob Resnick.